Hey, baby. I hope that you're doing well and that you had a good day. But it's been a long one, and now it's time for you to kick back and relax. That's exactly what I want to help you do. I'm invested in making sure that you enjoy your time to the fullest extent. You know, really help you recharge your batteries, to drain your stresses and tension so that you're blissfully empty, throbbing and suffused with the pleasurable warmth of climax, boneless and thoroughly relaxed. Ideally, this will work best if you've been edging for an extended period of time, desperately horny, so aching and swollen that you're out of your mind with the need to come. Whether you're delirious with need or simply starting to get hard, I want you to pay very close attention to my voice. Let it wash over you like the comfort and warmth of a shower. I want your muscle groups to slowly relax. I want you to close your eyes and leave your senses open to the stroke of my voice. Immerse yourself in it, as though you're wrapping yourself in me. So, remove those restrictive clothes, strip them off, and leave them on the floor. You don't need to be so disciplined and together. I want you to come apart at the seams. Find a place where you can really relax. Preferably, I'd like you in bed, stretched out and with plenty of room to simply be with yourself and my seductive voice, as tangible as the stroke of leather over your skin. Perhaps it's a favorite comfortable stuffed chair or a recliner. The physical dimensions are of no importance. I just want you comfortable. As you settle, let's again go over the intent here. I want you to focus on my voice. Your eyes closed. I want you to imagine as vividly as possible with such focus that you can feel my touch on your body. It may take a few tries, but if you make the effort and follow the instructions, there's an amazing reward waiting for you to come. That's it, sweetheart. Close those eyes. Feel the gentle pressure ever so light over your eyelids as I brush them closed. My hands are so much smaller, my fingers so much more deft and quick, the nuance of my touch that much more subtly expressive than that of your own larger, calloused, and work-roughened hands. Can you feel the light brush of something soft behind your head? What is it? My arm brushing you? Or wait, no? A soft scent teases your nostrils. Coconut. Subtle, but infinitely female and alluring. Ah, yes. That pressure, gentle and unassuming as it is, must definitely be the weight of one generously shaped breast pressed against you as you shiver, feeling that satin softness of my lips delicately closing around the shell of your ear and tugging ever so slowly. Can you feel the way your cock twitches in response? The warm rush of breath tickles your ear. You shiver and tense ever so lightly. Can you feel it? Can you smell me? Can you discern my presence behind you? But with eyes closed and your other senses heightened, can you track my movements and guess where I'll touch next? Can you feel the way your nerves fire? The eerie but no less pleasing sensation of skin tingling, the nascent evolutionary response to utilizing sense of touch to center yourself. Arm hairs lifting, seeking, awaiting the most minute of movements to trigger their motion sensors and alert the brain where to anticipate the direction of my seduction. Can you feel the vibration of my lowered voice in your ear? The almost ticklish quality to the sensation assaulting your ears. I'm just breathing there, standing, oh so quiet and unmoving, letting your anticipation grow to almost maddening intensity. I see the flex of your fingers, the curl of them into your palms, forming fists. Your self-discipline being sorely tested. It's almost as if mentally you're weighing your options. Continue to submit to this tease, or force it to come to a head. Aggressively surging through you by taking the small, tight, hot body to your instant gratification. But which do you think would reward the greater pleasure in the end? That instant gratification, that instant use and pleasure of my body, or waiting it out to that feverish pitch and the resultant wash of pleasure when it breaks and carries you adrift and away? Your thigh tenses sharply and your chest hitches with a sharp inhalation. Yes, the soft rake of my fingers over your left knee announces my presence there. Your mouth is dry, isn't it? Your nostrils are flaring and your tongue appears in a slow sweep to wet your lips. You're doing so well for me. The pressure on your knee increases. From the weight of my hand, can you feel that I've slid down to settle on my knees? There's a light touch on your right thigh, and in your mind's eye, can you see what I'm intending? If you can't yet, you certainly will. Again, I pause for long moments. Are you throbbing more insistently now? Are you feeling impatience growing? Does your cock twitch? Does it hurt with the intense need to be touched? Can you feel that slight discomfort of engorged flesh, restricted by the refusal of skin to swell any further than it is now? Does it feel like you'll explode if you don't get some relief soon? Can you feel the pressure of your teeth grinding slowly and that impatient tick of a muscle in your jaw defining the action? Have I pushed you too far? Are you close to going over? What if I were to, say, grip you tightly without warning? Oh, fuck. Look at that pre-cum you've just released. Oh my God. If I didn't know better, I'd think that you were going to come. But you know you won't. Not until I say you can. Not until you're trembling and gasping, needy to the point where you'd do anything, anything, for the slightest touch. Knowing even just a fingertip applied to that sensitive, purple, angry head that you would shatter and come. Are you close, baby? How badly do you want my touch? Do you realize you're squirming impatiently? Can you feel your balls are flexing tight with the need to release your seed? What about your pulse? Is it a fiery pounding of feverish blood through the bulged veins of your cock? Baby, more pre-cum. You're so wet, you're almost dripping. You're so inflamed and aching with need. The additional drops sliding free of that slit makes you shiver. Do you feel the warring competition between chills and heat, licking over your skin, fighting for dominance? Are you breathless, lightheaded? Can you feel the urgency with which you gasp for air to support the frenzied beat of your heart? Can you hear that growing thunder of your pulse in your ears? Your concentration narrowing, your tunnel visioning to that one singular point of needy, aching, desperate contact. Has the rest of the world ceased to exist for you? Is it just you suffering the desperate urging, that masterful need to come? Is my voice a shivering caress over your senses, your skin? Can you feel it like a velvet caress, a physical manifestation of my touch on your skin? Oh, sweetheart, I see your struggle. I know it hurts. I know you need it, and I'm so proud of you. The straining, the clawed fingers in the fabric of your seat, or those rumpled bed coverings on which you squirm. Those comforts and sensations that no longer register because you can only focus on me, on my voice, on the imagined physical presence so very real that you can actually feel it. And you can feel it. Don't you? Your cock is jerking, and I've only just touched the sensitive head with a single fingertip. Yet more pre-cum. You're going rigid and straining. Oh, your lip whitens where your teeth snag and bite hard to hold on. Can you feel the slow, cool wrapping of fingers circling your throbbing, aching shaft? Oh, yes, baby. Struggle, struggle for me. My fingers grip you so suddenly tightly. The sensation is nearly excruciating with the sudden pressure after being denied for so long. My breasts brush your chest. Can you feel my hard nipples brushing you there? My minty breath assaulting your lips. Your body is suddenly racked with shudders, and I whisper that order that you've been crying for, aching for, needing so desperately. That one thing you've been craving since we started here. The explosion of molten seed from your frenzied, pulsing cock splashes over the soft skin of my stomach. Come for me. Come for me, baby. Come now. And then the pressure of a forcefully passionate kiss, splitting the focus of your attention between the earth-shattering orgasm racking your body and the contrastingly sweet, fiery passion of my tongue thrusting against yours, muffling your cries of pleasure. You know you're still coming, right? Can you feel it? Can you feel your convulsions rippling over my skin where we touch? You're coming. Feel it. Live it. Breathe it. It's the release that you've needed. It's the release you've craved. Oh, that orgasm that I've so long denied you. Can you feel the heat and the stickiness of those hot, heavy drops landing on your trembling stomach? Baby. Whether or not this actually resulted in a powerful orgasm the likes you've never had, maybe all the more striking for the fact that you didn't actually touch yourself or jerk yourself towards completion. If it worked and you were able to come just listening to me without the use of your hands, I am so very pleased and proud of you. If you didn't, there's no need to feel bad. Again, some of us are more sensitive to some things and some stimulations than we are to others. But don't let it deter you from listening to this again. In fact, I urge you to try again. That pursuit of passion, of release, is never a foolish endeavor. It's never wasted, and it's never not worth it. So please, put me on again, listen to me all over, and just focus on my voice. irrespective of your success or not, we both know that you enjoy that my voice brings you to pleasure and satisfaction. And I'm here for you to enjoy. Use me as you see fit, again and again, till you get that pleasure that you're searching for, the pleasure that you deserve. That's what I want, is to make you come. So please, use me however you like. I am a more than willing and eager servant. Until next time.